Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
Hey guys, it's time for another episode of Trailer Watch. You're on with me, Umar Paganampake Pagan. I'm joined today by Ian McNally and Bahe Yusuf, and we're taking a look now at this gloriously retro video trailer to promote the upcoming home release of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy Inferno, and it's just so much disco. So much disco.
So bright. So bright.
It's the perfect accompaniment to the song that they played at the end of the credits.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, it was there's no other way to do it.
No, you can't.
So the song is, of course, in the end credits, you hear the song that's performed by this fictional band called the Sneepers, which was kind of conceived by James Gunn and composer Tyler Bates, and it features Zadu Hasselfrau himself.
Ooh,
David Hasselhoff, who is in this video in all his Hasselhoffian glory.
No, absolutely. I love that he leans into that. He leans into it completely, yeah.
Everyone is having such a good time. And I think this explains why I loved Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Even though, you know, admittedly it wasn't as good as the first one or as surprising as the first one. I mean, we still really enjoyed it. And I think I liked it because it felt like people were just having fun. And this video is symbolic of this camaraderie, I guess.
Yeah. Although it is, you know, it's very much a product of conflicting schedules and that certain people turn up a lot depending on their fame. And the more famous you get, the less you're in the video.
Yeah.
Because at the end I was thinking, Chris Pratt isn't in this? I must have missed him. And then like one person with a helmet on the whole time and he takes it off and it's like, oh, there he is. Shot separately while in Hawaii shooting Jurassic World, not Lost World.
Yeah, let's not make another Lost World.
No.
No.
Because there's a hell of a lot of Palm Clementif in this.
Oh, there is. There is a lot of Palm Clementif in this. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's this great take on Miko's Star Wars disco song, right?
Yeah, I have that in my notes as
well. What? I don't know this one.
Do you not know this one? Okay,
No.
Back in the 70s.
It was an official thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't official.
Oh, no. But in the 70s.
It was number one. I was looking at the article today. It was number one on the Billboard charts for 2 weeks because everyone was buying everything Star Wars. Yeah. I think Star Wars theme / Cantina Band theme also made it to the
number one. But Lucas was just licensing it out to everyone, right? I mean, and that's what I mean by official. They didn't care back in the 70s. Mm. Whatever. You want a Star Wars toothbrush? Go for it, man. Yeah. Go for it.
But this was the music that they would play at, say, amateur productions that they were referencing Star Wars, or like, you know, a kind of a harvest festival, something like that, where they have skits. And it's like, oh, here's the Star Wars bit. Oh, look, it's a guy with a bit on his head, Darth Vader.
Right.
You'd play this version of the Star Wars theme. Okay.
Essentially a disco Star Wars theme. Just one of these glorious relics of the 70s, which we will probably never get again until now. And this is just such a fun video. I mean, it's moments like this that show you how much fun they know how to have at their own expense. Mm. And I think James Gunn is one of the few people. I think Taika Waititi, the director of Thor, is kind of in that same game.
Yeah.
And I like moments like this. They're not taking themselves too seriously.
We should mention, they're all dressed up in 70s disco gear.
Yes, there's that as well.
I was just waiting for John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John to show up.
Dave Bautista was he wearing a wig? He was wearing the wig, right?
Yeah. He's wearing a wig and like high collars. He's playing the bass. Isn't he playing the bass?
He was playing the guitar badly, but he was holding
James Gunn is playing the drums. Sean Gunn was playing a guitar or bass as well.
Something,
Because where James Gunn goes, there's Sean Gunn. Yeah. Always, Sean always Gunn. Two there are.
Always two. There's the also Lords. There's also a cameo by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh yeah,
he's in it as well.
Where?
Correct. He's the chubby guy with the beard. Have a look. He's in it.
It's like we still. I'm going to get the DVD anyway, or digital download, because I want to see at the end of the credits. There's like a guy in his shirt. I think the guy in the shirt was Pete's dad from the Pete's grandfather from the first movie, maybe. Isn't he a friend of John
James
Gunn's?
Yes.
And he's in the movie when they show the blobs on the earth, I think. He's driving
yes.
a car.
Yeah.
So that could be it. But I want to see that anyway. But yeah, this is the thing you freeze frame through to get all those little tiny details.
Yeah. I mean, they spent a lot of time just putting in those tiny details. Stan Lee, of course, is in it.
Of course.
He's got to be in it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know. I really enjoyed this. I mean, Hasselhoff had a lot of fun working with James Gunn. And there was an interview he did recently where he was trying to find more stuff to do with James Gunn. And apparently the both of them have discussed a Knight Rider reboot.
Nice.
Which is interesting because in the interview, Hasselhoff says that he wanted it to be different from Baywatch and 21 Jump Street, where people were essentially making fun of both of those movies.
Yeah.
And I think Hasselhoff said, I would love to make a Knight Rider reboot that was actually true to the fans.
Oh.
Or true to what the fans expect. I mean, in that sense, I think the A-Team reboot was quite interesting because it was the A-Team. It wasn't
a modern
comedic
mystery to me. I don't understand why that didn't find more audiences.
Yeah,
I love
same
that
here.
Movie.
I love that movie. Yeah.
What are they doing? They're trying to fly the tank.
Yeah, and man, I'd be down.
With James Gunn, I can imagine them doing like Knight Rider. It's not a reboot. It's not a soft reboot or anything like that. It's literally just that like Kit is sitting in his yard and is up on tires and it's old. Like they never got new technology. It's still just
still
the 80s technology.
Kit, yeah.
Like it doesn't even have Bluetooth.
Right.
And then they fight crimes with some pesky kids or something.
That would be cool. I would watch that. Yeah. But again, I think...
Who needs Bluetooth when you have Super Pursuit mode?
Yeah, I would totally
watch
that.
Isn't that cruise control or is that autopilot on a Tesla these days? I can't remember.
If it's not a greedy reboot, it's not a making fun of kind of version of it. I think that would get an audience, right? I think, as long as they don't try to do the MacGyver thing.
Yeah.
That kind of sucked.
Never do the MacGyver
thing. Do the MacGyver thing. I think I would like a movie as opposed to a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ocean loader. Got no people skills, but he's good with motors. That weird thing by his side, an infantilized sequoia. The two of them walk by, people say, oh boy. They ask me why I'm bringing a baby into battle. That's really irresponsible and getting them rattled. I said, give me a break. Get off of my back, dammit. I didn't learn parenting. My daddy was a planet. Start your hustle, pass.
Go check out this little teaser trailer / music video. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy Inferno. I think it like hit a million views within like 5 hours
or
something. And it's a lot of fun. It's Marvel having fun with themselves. And it's a nice little, I guess, nugget before we get the Technicolor Dreamfest that is Thor Ragnarok, which is coming our way in a few months.
Also, the Guardians 2 blooper reel is on. Some of that is online as well, which is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, this is the reason why I like the either the Blu-ray or the digital download. I think the special features on all of the Guardian stuff is well worth the money alone. They really put a lot of effort into it. So yeah, go check it out. Let us know if you enjoy the music video and a bit of Hasselhoff in your life. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahe White.
This is At The Movies on BFM 89.9.
In these times of hardship, just remember, we are Groot.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or Black Forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.